welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Ekaabo, Uno, Sanu. Welcome, fellow adventurers, to See the World with Ajala Nene, where we embark on unforgettable journeys through the lens of tourism. I'm your Afrocentric host, Ajala Nene, and today we're taking a trip down memory lane to revisit the incredible stories, adventures shared by our amazing guests throughout this fest season. But first, a real heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who dedicated your time to listen and to watch, and for joining us on this incredible ride, and to all my amazing guests on this season. Oluwaseyi Adegoke Ademo.
Inside Watch Africa was a trade.
It was a trade.
Focusing on trade investment, yes. Trade and all those kind of things.
Guys, opportunities here. Let's look at Nigeria and Africa.
Okay.
And of course, so when you say trade, the tourism obviously is seated in the center of trade. And I like, you know, when people accuse me, so how come you're spending most of your time in the tourism space? And I said, look, they were the ones who adopted me. So it was more like, okay, this is a child for every person in the trade, you know, value chain. But the tourism people naturally, you know, adopted me. And that's how come I kind of spend more time in tourism. Because, of course, for you to highlight and tell this story, you need to travel.
Yes,
so
true.
I, you know, travel to within Nigeria, Kaduna, Sokoto, Akwa Ibom, Calabar. I traveled Nigeria before I started traveling Africa, Ghana.
Ibrahim Makinjola.
Because when we come together and do something, like the community that I'm part of.
Yes, we'll talk about Nigerian tourism lovers.
We have more of we partnering because we have stuff we do every month that sometimes I might not even have any client. But some of the people that are partnering with us are the ones that will just come up
and bring their clients.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be lovely. And it's going to be a win-win
for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Because I have the chance to post that on my own social media page and nobody's going to ask me that, do you have clients there?
Yeah, true.
You still believe it is mine. So apart from this also, what Dollar has been doing?
Yeah, you can say that again, bro. I think last time I saw one of us, Ayomide, he put on his WhatsApp story. He said, I packaged everything. By the time I put everything, will someone buy this thing from me? Dollar just increased everything. It's hard. That it's actually hard to there. Package that tours feel, now, honestly.
Is. That feeling is there because when...
Jumoke Momonu.
So fast forward to 2019, a lot of people were always like reaching out to me to say, oh, Jumi, you've been here. I also want to go there. Can you tell me? And I was just, you know, dishing out the old information. I'll give you the contact. No.
Just the vlog.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll be like, yes, I'll give you all of these things. I'll give you all of this information. And at that time, the person I was with then was like, Jumoke, you cannot continue your life like this.
See money wasting.
You need to start monetizing this thing. Yeah. I'm like, okay. And then I started with just booking flight tickets for people. I used to post that on my WhatsApp story.
Okay, so how did you book? I know back then, booking flights was, I think it was quite easier. Online.
Yeah,
now.
So I was an affiliate with Wakana, okay, Travel Start, okay, and the like.
Had those affiliate links. Yeah.
Book with them. So basically,
I make some small money.
I know, right?
Wemimo Kolade.
So the Fika experience started from my own personal experience. While I was in the workspace, one thing while studying in school, I actually did love science, the experiments and every other thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a very curious person. Mm-hmm. But I realized I don't like being boxed. Just having to do the same routine.
Yes, exactly.
And I noticed as adults, unconsciously, a lot of people just have that work life, maybe church or somewhere, just one place.
Friends and
and I'm like, there's a lot to see. Go out. Nature is like.
Was there
perfect.
Any movie that inspired you or anything? Book you read? Inspired you to travel too? Apart from that?
Yes. Yeah, so I did read a lot of books. Adventures and all.
And you're always traveling in with those books.
Exactly. So I'm always like the main character in the book in my head. Yeah. I'm visualizing myself.
Ayodele Omotosho.
Travelogue is a broadcast, a write-up that has to do with a journey. So vividly captures what I have in mind as for the fact that I want to be, you know, tourism, specialized tourism, you know, publication, the publisher. So immediately I returned to a mentor. Okay. Who have somebody I call a mentor.
Okay.
Because Ayo Motosho is a product of so many people.
Yeah, I think we all are, sir. Mm-hmm. We all are.
Yes. Good ones.
Good ones.
So I went to see Mr. Akinyemi.
Okay.
Who then worked at advertising agency. I said, sir, this is what I intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him my details and everything. He said, oh, wow, this is good. That traveler will fly.
Vera Ohioma.
So there was a local airline that came out. It was going to be a small chartered flight that came out. And my friend said, we applied for this once. Now it just came up, you know, let's see. And then I said, oh, aviation. Okay. It took me back to
the movie.
Chuck Norris, Delta Force. And funny enough, really, at that moment, I thought about Chuck Norris, Delta Force. Okay, fine. But I didn't want cabin crew. So I saw marketing. Because at that time, already, I now understood that cabin crew was just not for me. So then I went into, I applied for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got into the airline. But interesting enough, it was an aviation company.
Yeah.
They were starting the local airline, okay. But they had not started. So when we, even though they employed us for it, they had not started their inaugural flight. Yeah, okay. operations and all of that. And so they now put some of us at the travel center. That was the first time I knew there was something called travel agency.
Adeleji Olaleko.
My father's kind of lifestyle already affected mine.
Yeah.
And I discovered another thing. My dad is in Nigeria, but he has information of all over the world at the table in the house.
Wow.
He buys news watch that they will send through post office to him.
Mm-hmm.
He buy Reader's Digest. Mm. So I love reading quotes. When he brought those things to the house, I would sit there and be reading. I like stories, traveling, seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds me, we were in Ilesha in Osun State.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what spoiled me. I just entered a taxi. I said, I'm looking for my mom. Somebody that had gone to her work. Then, in the process of going, maybe the money finished in my hand, or I don't even know. I just find myself stuck in a place.
So, where do Balogu?
Primary school days. I loved social studies. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very crazy about, you know, not the current affairs now, the past affairs.
The history.
You know, we used to have current affairs, we used to have past affairs.
Yeah,
so I was crazy about, as at that time, there was no history.
They call it past affairs.
We call it social studies, we're not had different. So we entered JSS, now there is history.
Mm-hmm. Because
yeah, so there was history. And I was just fascinated about, in my JSS, we do a lot of, Yoruba history, you know, we do like the Oyo Empire, we do the Igbo society, you know, they don't really have the empire system.
Yes, no.
In the world and yeah. So, you know, you look at the Igbo society, we did the Kanem Bono Empire, Chokoto Caliphate, and so I just loved all of those things. So I didn't just love them, I kind of envisioned myself in those places.
Nike Oreshonya.
So I'm not a business person, I did not intend to start the travel business too. Right, so it was that Olumorok trip I wanted to do. So I posted on my WhatsApp status and I was like, I want to go to Olumorok. Who wants to come with me? Right, I just wanted like one or two people just so I'm not alone because I'd never been there. And then next thing, my WhatsApp contacts were like, me. And before I knew it, there were like a lot of people like, oh my god, what have I put myself into? Then I had to create a group chat. And then at the end of the day, I had to now organize the trip.
Wow.
I had never been there, but I had to organize it for like 23 people.
Whoa.
So that was how it started. And the next thing, when is the next trip? I'm like, what? So that was how it started.
It
just threw me into the
Jibola Olu Osheye.
This can become a career. Then I'm a kind of person that I love doing unconventional things. Mm-hmm. I don't like something everybody is doing it. Yeah. Then even though it's tourism industry, mm-hmm. I feel let me create a niche.
Something's different from different, what everybody a niche. Else is doing.
So 2018, I started beach camping.
Okay, nice.
People go to the beach, they come back. Then I said, okay, I want to go extra mile. Let me go beyond the boundary somehow. Then a lot of friends, you know, people are like, ha, beach at night. Wish a wizard will come out. Ogbanje, Mami Water will come out.
Oh God, I said, I want to go and see them.
So a lot of friends in my community, those who have been seeing little things I've been doing, were like, okay, let's give it a try. We have to get a little grill machine with this local net, which this woman that grill fish. Mm-hmm, we brought it. We brought some fishes and potato chips, ball, everything. Speaker with Emmanuel was
Sam Adeleke.
It's tied to my name. The name of a thing is that thing. Yeah. So when I was coining the name Travel with Sam Global, I was in Travel with Sam. Hey, is it your own? What is your business?
Is it your business?
Travel with me. You have to experience me to, because travel is travel, but travel is different when there is a personality involved.
Thank you.
You know, so yes. that is me that makes it tick.
Fact,
so when you understand that self-esteem and
part,
that identity,
yes, yes.
People who are medical doctors, who are engineers, who are working online guys, that ones, Sam, I want to be like you when I grow up. Be like me, Bawu. You are doing $5 million per month. You are
doing money from.
Do you get so? It also gives you a thing of pride and joy, because there's nothing as good as you being able to talk so highly of yourself, and you're making money. You might not be making all the money in the world,
yeah,
but you know you're waking up each morning happy doing what you love to do.
Farida Shigaya.
We have nice experiences, but not as exciting as we would if we were in Nigeria. Yes, they package it all for you, they give you the experiences, but you find out that back here there's a lot more to offer in such a package.
Okay.
And when you go to the high streets or any travel shop, mm-hmm. you're looking for ideas of where to travel or going to explore different places, you find out they're busy advertising Africa. They're advertising Kenya,
mm-hmm.
they're advertising South Africa, Egypt, you know, a lot of African countries, but there's no Nigeria.
Yeah.
There are no West African mm-hmm. countries. It's all East Africa, South Africa, North Africa, etc. So in my mind, I just wonder why.
From the bustling streets of cosmopolitan cities to the serene landscapes of distant shores, we've explored some of commerce of the Nigerian germs with our guests, and each bringing their own unique perspective and experiences to the table. Forget the captivating tales of the solo travelers who embarked on a soul-searching journey across the African continent, or the heartwarming antidotes. And let's not forget or overlook the invaluable insights and experiences shared by the industry experts who enlightened us on the importance of sustainable tourism and preserving our culture and planet for the generations to come. From adrenaline-pumping adventures to tranquilling escapes, each episode has been a treasure trove of inspiration and wanderlust. But fear not, my dear listeners, fear not, for this is not goodbye. Mm-mm. We're merely pausing to refuel our wanderlust and create even more captivating tales for our next season. So, stay tuned as we continue to explore the wonders of the world together, especially here in Africa. Until then, keep exploring, keep dreaming, and always remember, adventure waits you. This is Ajala Nene. I'm signing off. Until the next time, Odabo, Kaodi, Sayi Wacharana, Bon Voyage. Bye!